Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Okay, welcome to another fabulous, fantastic episode of My Orgasmic Life. So I just want to remind everybody that I'm also live streaming this recording. Well, as I'm recording, I'm live streaming. And if you're like, ooh, that's kind of exciting, I'd really like to be able to give me feedback when I'm doing my podcast or ask me questions about things, then come join my loyal fans page so that you'll get a little message when I'm going to go live. And then you can participate in whatever topic I'm talking about. So that's, you know, kind of an exciting feature that I've been doing for the last, I guess, this year. Yeah, it's been pretty exciting. Okay. Which also means that if somebody asks me a question, I may interrupt my conversational flow so that you're not like, who is she talking to? All right. Now, we are going to have a conversation about, you know, lately. So this episode and the next episode that I'm going to record is inspired by a bunch of conversations, time with clients, you know, my own personal relationships. It's inspired kind of everywhere. And so I thought, oh, it's, you know, I've kind of, you know, I talk about it here and there in other episodes, but I really want to be very specific. So today's topic is, I don't understand, and I'm going to work on not making you wrong. And I say we're going to work on, because human nature is not very good at that. Typically, we have not been taught, we are not modeled, we don't know how to be okay with somebody's behavior that we don't get, we don't understand, and not have a very negative reaction to it. And the first negative reaction is usually either we got judgment, we got disgust, we got that there's something wrong with them, which is in the judgment department, and we react from that place, which keeps us from being like setting parameters and boundaries with people and not making them wrong about it and not judging them for it. And, you know, and just figuring out, how do I spend time with this person or not spend time with this person while they do this behavior, or, you know, share these expressions or these kinds of things. And so if we lived in a world where I don't understand why you believe X, and that's okay, I don't need to understand. Or I don't understand why you do X, and that's okay. If we moved in that way, we would obviously have a lot more, you know, harmonious relationships in the world all the way around. Okay. So here's an example. So yesterday, I'm having a conversation with one of my sexual wellness clients, where I do a lot of, you know, we do a lot of relationship stuff. And my client was like, I can't believe he does, you know, I don't want to out, you know, some, you know, this behavior, leaving garbage around. And she's like, how am I ever supposed to have sex with him again? And I'm like, you know, I would, she's, and you know, she was very much in this whole, I would never do that. And it's just wrong. And it's just like disgusting. And it's just like all of the very, very, very strong reaction to this behavior that of in her partner. And, you know, I said, well, what if you didn't have to understand it? Like, what if it just is a thing, and it's a thing that you don't particularly like, so can you just ask him to not do it? And when he may forget and do it again, could just be like, hey, can you clean this up, please? Instead of being like, what's wrong? You're gross, you're disgusting. Or just like internalizing it and being like, I'm never having sex with you again because you left garbage out on the table. Something that made me feel, you know, repulsed. And that's just a, you know, this is a topic that kind of, you know, inspired me this, you know, this morning to record this, is that, you know, it really becomes this thing about, so that's one example of a behavior that we don't understand. And so because we don't understand, we have all these rules and judgments, and then we can't, they just need to be wrong. And then we can't just say, hey, can you not do this, please? Don't have to give a reason why. You don't have to be like, because you're wrong about it. Just be like, hey, you know, I really don't like this. Is there any way that you cannot do that? So that's one example of the whole, like, you know, I don't understand. The other example I want to get into, or this is where it shows up a lot in our kink, in the kink world, you know, we have a, we even have a saying about it. It's called don't ick my wow. And it's where we don't necessarily, it may not be our kink, and we may not understand the kink. And so we don't want to be judgmental of somebody else's kink, which is basically don't make them wrong. You don't understand it. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to participate in it. You don't need to make them wrong. And that is an important piece in the realm of human sexuality. Right? It's like, you know, again, it's like, don't ick my wow. The basically means the same thing. I don't understand, and I don't have to participate. So when we have this like reaction of like, you know, take you know, we'll do some, you know, we'll poke the bear a little bit here. So say somebody's really into I'll just pull something out of my head here. Diaper wearing. Okay. And, you know, they share that they're into diaper wearing. And other people are like, oh my God, that's wrong. That's disgusting. What's wrong with you? You're a weirdo, blah, 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 all those kind of things. It's like there's nothing wrong with being turned on by wearing a diaper. Doesn't mean you're turned on by wearing a diaper. And if you're so reactive to somebody else choosing to wear a diaper, then that's a peer, that's something that we need, you need to look at within yourself. Why is other people's life choices causing you to react the way that you are? You don't have to participate in diaper wearing. You don't have to participate in any aspect of it. So why is that upsetting you? Why is that making you react in such a negative way, right? And that can go for anything. I mean, you know, I recently, it was, you know, we have this really, you know, really over the top reaction to things when we get triggered. That's right, I use the T word, triggered. And usually it's because something about it, whatever that thing is that that person did or believes or thinks or participates in, we've made it either good or bad, right or wrong, acceptable or disgusting, or it reminds us of a time when we felt powerless. And in that powerlessness is why we react the way that we do. Or there's a part of us that secretly desires that thing, or desires to act that way, participate in that way. But society and our own upbringing and our own fears have prevented us from expressing it, which will create another level of judgment and reaction to, if I'm not allowed to do that, you should, neither are you, reaction. Okay. And so it plays out everywhere in all of our engagements with the world, whether it's in the realm of the bedroom or the dungeon or wherever you're getting your boom chicka wow wow on. All right. Or it's in our the way that we are in the car and we're driving, and our belief systems about, how do you how are you supposed to drive? And or it affects us on, what our beliefs are around, societal norms about, standing in line and, abandoning your cart, or, you're keeping your cart in the grocery store. Or it kind of like this idea that I don't understand why you do something and therefore you are wrong kind of shows up in all areas of one's life. And so it's really, the reason I wanted to have this conversation is because I'm all about, my orgasmic life, meaning I want you to have the best life that's filled with the most amount of orgasmic pleasure, pleasure, joy, ease, and healthiness. And the only way we can, not the only way, but one of the ways in which, we can achieve that, and it is to really look at this construct, this concept of I don't understand, so you're wrong, into I don't understand, and that's okay. I don't need to. I can choose to either A, tell me more about that. I'm curious, like go into curiosity, like asking questions, and why does that turn you, like we'll go back to the in the realm of sex. Why does that turn you on? When did it first turn you on? Oh, and get the, it still may not be for you, but that's okay. It doesn't need to be for you. But kind of curious about why it is for somebody else, which allows us to make true connections with other human beings. When we come at a situation where we don't understand something and we have let go of making them wrong and the judgment and those two components, what is left is room for us to like be curious about it. And maybe we can understand it, but it doesn't really matter if we understand it. It's not important. It's irrelevant if we understand it. What is relevant is that we allow the person to be who they are, and we'll, our next podcast will be like, you can, I don't need to change you so that you can be in my life. We'll talk all about that in the next episode. But it allows that opening up of, curiosity. And this can happen everywhere, from politics to the topics we're not allowed to talk about, right? Politics to religion to sexual desires to our, opinions about, everything. And really starting to hone in this practice will help you have better relationships, less stress, less antagonistic, less argumentative, less, oh my God, I want to go around punching people in the face. Less, like it will help to alleviate that because it's okay to understand. I think why we react that way is that for majority of us, not all of us, but for the majority of us, when we were little kids, there was the only way we could manage to get it right, not get punished, but get rewarded and get it right, is if we understood. If we understood what the adults wanted from us, if we understood what was expected of us at school, if we understood what was expected of us from our friends, if we understood, within relationships, if we got it, we get it right, then our boyfriend, our girlfriend, or, whoever you're dating won't leave you or be angry at you if we get it right. And so it kind of enforces this whole I need to understand. And if I don't understand, and I can't figure out a way to understand, then the only option I have is to make you wrong. Because otherwise, I don't want to feel like I'm wrong or I'm dumb or I'm not good enough because I don't understand. And I can't understand because how that person moves in the world and their experiences and their filters that they move through are not the same as my experiences and my filters of how I move in the world. And that's okay. That's what makes the world a really enriched place to explore because we're not all the same. And that's a good thing, right? But the reason why we really, really have like, that's why we do this, why we freak out when we don't understand something and when we need to make the other person wrong and we need to judge the other person, because then we feel safe and we're not feeling inadequate or we're not feeling stupid or we're not feeling bad or we're not feeling it's just like, this is your fault. I don't understand you and that's your fault. And so we've been taught that that's why we move that way. However, it can be like, I don't understand, and that's okay. That's it. I don't need to understand. Maybe I'll be curious and I'll ask you some questions and understand how that works for you and how that resonates for you and why that turns you on. And as a human being, I would like, I'm happy that that makes that work for you in your life because I want you to be happy. And I can get to that place. And it still doesn't mean that I get it or I understand it or that it's something that is for me. And that's okay too. And when we have these beautiful conversations, when we move from that place, we can have all these beautiful, engaging conversations. It's filled with, curiosity and new possibilities and also being feel like those connections are genuine and you can feel seen and you can feel heard and you can hear somebody and you can see somebody, even if you don't understand them, even if you don't understand why, they want to go hug a tree or squish grapes through their toes or be spanked by a rubber chicken, or the list is endless. It doesn't matter why. You can still ask why it is for them. You can still encourage that curiosity because it doesn't mean that it has to change how you move in the world. It may. So often I've found over the years where there's been, experiences or topics or behaviors that I'm like, I really don't fucking understand how or why or the choices that go along that. And then shift out of the judgment and shift out of the making them wrong and shift all the places that we just talked about and dropped into curiosity. And there's been times where that curiosity's opened up to be like, oh, I've never thought about it that way. Oh, that's curious. Oh, maybe I'll try that. And then all of a sudden, oh, look, it's added to my new kink. It's become a new kink for me in the realm of sexuality. That happened. This happened so many times, but that would never have happened. That could never have happened if I was like, what? Oh, hell no. That's weird. What's wrong with that? No, there's no way. That could never have happened. There's so many new kinks that I've explored, new sexual experiences that I've had, because I'm like, I don't understand that. I'm curious. Tell me more. Oh, okay. I can get behind that. All right. Let's explore that. Not to mention other aspects of my life, of choices that I've made and integrating new belief systems and integrating new ideas and expanding who I am as a human being because I stop being like, I don't understand and there's something wrong with you. Okay. So that's what So how do you change that? You know, it's great that we've had this conversation, but what do we do with that? You know, how do we change that from that really like, oh, I need to react, you know? Do you be like, huh? Experience. Well, the first thing is that you need to be aware of what are your triggers, meaning what are your areas in which you have a lot of reaction to people's beliefs, people's ideas, people's actions? Like, what are those? And the first thing is observation. Okay. The first thing is, you know, as we're trying to not make other people wrong, we also don't want to make yourself wrong, because then we're still in the loop. Okay. So the first stage of changing this is that I don't understand. That's cool. Nothing wrong with that. Cool. All right. Is to really be like, okay, where are my areas? Where are the things that really like set me off? And I really feel strongly that that's not okay and that's wrong and blah, blah, blah. So that's the first step, is you need to know what those are within yourself and observe them. The second thing is that for you to start to practice, when you feel that, oh my God, when you feel like this disgust or this repulsion or this whole like you want to make a face, like, what is wrong with you? When you feel that coming on, I want you to take a breath and say in your head, I don't understand, and it's okay, I don't. It's okay. And that's it. And you remove yourself from the interaction. Don't react, don't respond, don't do what you would normally do. Don't need to try to change them and help them realize why they're wrong. Like, don't do any of that stuff. All you need to do is just be to take a breath and say in your head, I don't understand, and that's okay. It's safe to not understand. I'm safe. It's okay. I'm safe. I don't understand, and it's okay. Say those things, leave the environment, go do some observation, and ask yourself, why do I think that's not okay? Why do I think what they're doing is not okay? Do I think they're not okay? What level of trigger is this for me? What level am I, have I made them the villain? What, you know, like what degree? And to start to then purge it. Right. And so there's a lovely little exercise that in the episode about shame, how to deal with shame, I talk about how do you release those belief systems that don't serve you. And so I'll just do a quick little recap of that. So when we have something, a belief system, a feeling, an experience that we're like, okay, this doesn't serve us anymore. You can do a quick little like reset where we release it and we do a little visualization. And the visualization depends on, there's three different options that work really well, right? There's a toilet, a volcano, and a huge bonfire. Okay. So pick which one resonates for you. I personally like my magic toilet, where I flush everything and everyone and all the things that don't serve me anymore down the toilet, and it's very satisfying watching them shrink and then swirl down the toilet and then be done. I work with a lot of clients that use volcanoes as, you know, throwing things into a volcano for them to burn up. Fire, same thing, throwing them into bonfire and burning up. The piece though, once you release the thing, you need to replace it with something. Otherwise, there's kind of like, think about every time we pull something out of our psyche, there's a gap. There's like a hole in that spot. And so if we don't replace that hole with something that we want, the old will just come back to replace it. Okay. So once you purge it, whatever that thing, you know, once you've realized, okay, it's safe. I don't understand. That's okay. And you go in and you're like, that is wrong. It's not yourself. There's a reason why it's wrong. Blah, blah. And then you're going to throw that, like I said, toilet volcano are into the fire, and you throw those beliefs and you throw those ideas and you throw those topics and you throw it all in there. Then you want to replace that with a sense of I'm safe and it's okay. I don't understand. I cannot, I don't have to understand. Or it's none of my business. Whatever resonates for you, you want to replace it with that. Okay. And then over time, this is not something that you do once and you're like, oh shit, I'm good with everybody's stuff. All the things that I don't understand why human beings do what they do. I'm fine. I'm fine. This is a process. This is a process. This is a evolutionary human process that continues. And as you know, society changes. There's more new things that, you know, as we get older and we don't necessarily understand the choices that younger generations make, we get more opportunities to practice this on a regular basis, which is like, I don't understand, and that's so this will create so much space for you, like starting this practice, right? And I lovingly invite you to come join me on this practice because it also not only will it open up your abilities to have better interactions in communications and engagements with other people in the world and in your life, it will also open up the possibilities where you create judgment for yourself, which interferes in your ability to being able to embrace all the possibilities that you may want to embrace, right? There becomes this new acceptance of, you know, activities, desires, especially in the sex realm, the, you know, kinks and desires that, you know, you created judgment externally, you've been also creating judgment internally. So when we start to really release that, we release that internal judgment that we have about being wrong and worrying about being wrong and worried about people not understanding us so that we don't express who we really are because we don't want to be judged. Like it opens you up. It's definitely worthwhile embracing this. I don't understand, and that's okay. Practice. Okay. If you run into some problems, because we really believe, like, this is the thing. In that moment, we really are like, what the motherfuck? Like, we are like, ew, that's wrong. Like, we really reject the thing, the person, the belief, really strongly. And we believe that that's what you're supposed to do because of all the things that I talked about earlier. And so to change that, instead of being like, where you put your hands up and your whole body's like, and your face goes all like contorted, and you're like, everything you're doing, both verbally, physically, to reject this concept or this behavior that you don't understand. And in that moment, you really believe that they are not, it's not okay. And it may not be okay for you. And there's nothing wrong. It doesn't have to, you don't have to embrace it as your belief or your philosophy or your behavior or your actions. You don't have to embrace it as a part of who you are, but you don't have to reject the behavior of the person. That's what we're working on. Okay. So, again, when you have all of those reactions, the first one is observation to see where those reactions and the more intense those reactions are, those are the big things. It may take a while to like unwind and untangle and figure out why and why did that need believing that's wrong keeps you safe and all of those things. And then we release it. And the next time, it's not so like your face isn't so distorted that your whole body language isn't like running away. It may just be like, huh, inside you're like, no. But your whole body language didn't react. It was like progress. And you go do it again. And then one day, it might be just like, huh, interesting. And then you may be able to start asking some questions and become curious about it eventually. And again, that curiosity doesn't mean that it's so that you embrace it. It can just be like you're curious about why that works for other people. Why? Because you're in the world and you want to engage with other people. So, it's good to see why things work for other people and understand why other things work for other people. And then even if after that we still don't understand, it's okay. You don't have to. You do not have to be okay. Or sorry, you do not have to understand. But we want you to be okay no matter what. All right. And as this journey goes on, and there's like, oh my God, this is hard. And I don't think I'm getting it quite as much as I'd like to. Reach out. Okay. Reach out. Come find me. Find me at EmpressGaia.com. You can find me on Loyal Fans. You can find me on GaiaMorissette.com. You can find me all over the place. Find me on VetLife. Reach out to me and we can figure out, maybe I could either I'm a good fit to help you navigate that, or I have people in my sphere on my team that may be a good fit for you. All right, to help navigate this whole, you don't need to be wrong. Everybody doesn't need to be wrong. Everybody can be right. We may not even agree, but that's okay. We can all be right. All right. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you as always for being my wonderful audience. I love and adore you. Thanks for hanging out with me on this, conversation. Thanks for everybody who's been live with me. I deeply appreciate you coming and watching and engaging with me. And a reminder, you can find me, remember, Loyal Fans, FetLife. You can find me on every podcast platform, and for all of your sexual education. Don't forget, I have all sorts of wonderful courses and membership programs and all sorts of beautiful ways in which you can expand your life and have a hornier life and a kinkier life and a more orgasmic life. Okay. You can always find all of those courses on my under online education on GaiaMorissette.com or on Empress Gaia Morissette. Or sorry, yeah. EmpressGaia.com. All right. Till next time, remember, I don't understand and it's okay. This is your new mantra. I don't understand and it's okay. All right. Mwah. Bye. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also, come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know. Because I'm a little bit of a voyeur, so I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay. Listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah!